ओम शांति। आज सतगुरु शांति दिन
अंगदेव सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
वतन में जाते हुए क्या देखती हूँ।
What did I see on entering the subtle region? There was a very beautiful mountain. In front of which was another mountain. So there was Baba standing on one mountain. And on the second mountain, there were many, many brothers and sisters. Baba was looking at the children, giving them drishti. I then noticed that the mountain on which Baba was standing, rays of light, sunlight was falling on that mountain. And they were creating different designs and golden colored flowers. And then on the second mountain on which the children were standing, there were two types of rays of light that were falling on it. One was sun rays. And the second type was white in color, and the reflection of that light was also very beautiful. Baba then spread out his arms, and all the children got merged in Baba's arms, and they gathered in front of Baba in a V shape. Baba smiled. I then asked Baba, why are there two mountains today? Generally, I only see one mountain. Baba explained, why has Baba shown two mountains today? Baba wants to see the children follow the mother and the father. You have to follow your parents. Shiva Baba came and made the children elevated through Brahma Baba, and Mamma too sustained everyone through her form of coolness. So the children were standing in front of Baba, then a table emerged in front of Baba on which was a tray, and in that tray there was a large tray on which were placed two smaller trays. In one tray there were sparkling diamonds and jewels, and on the second tray there were precious stones there, but it was though they were covered in some way or the other. So Baba then asked the children to pick up whichever jewels, whichever precious stones they wished. So of course the children all picked up the sparkling stones, the sparkling precious stones, and they didn't look at the other stones. Maybe one or two just picked the other ordinary ones, the covered ones. So those who had taken the sparkling diamonds and jewels, they started elevating and moving upwards. So these jewels were forming jewelry and spreading out light. So Baba then said, do you see what the children are doing? So I didn't know what Baba was indicating. Baba explained, on one hand, time is showing It's different scenes. On the other hand, the children are making their spiritual efforts. Some children are more engaged in thinking of waste. So the waste is sparkling, the waste is in full form. And because of the waste, the children get lost in such churning, such contemplation. That they are not able to take full benefit of all the jewels that Baba is sharing with them. There are some children who are making good spiritual effort. They are making their incognito spiritual effort. And they keep themselves detached from all external matters of waste. So whatever jewels Baba has given those particular children, they keep it safe within themselves and imbibe it in their lives. So now, according to the time, different kinds of situations are coming in the world, so don't think too much about them. At the present time, within the Brahmin family, there are some who think a lot about little matters, small matters. So rather than doing that, Baba has given you time. So imbibe all that Baba has shared with us. Transform the jewels of knowledge into powers and experience them in your lives. The time is telling us what we need to do. But to protect yourself from all external matters, always remember your combined form. So then I started wondering which one. So as Baba said the words, combined form, what appeared was an image which was a beautiful star. So instead of the star going on the center of the forehead, so there was a star and a sparkling stick attached to it, and on that stick was written, "Be equal to the Father," and on the star was written, from the star was visible sometimes the deity form, sometimes Baba's form. So Baba further explained, at the present time the children have to make the effort of becoming equal to the Father. But within that, the more you emerge your perfect form, then your devotee souls will be able to see their favorite deities through you, their beloved deities through you. And along with that, they will also have a vision of Baba. So that is what was represented on the star. Sometimes Baba appeared, sometimes the beloved deities appeared on that star. So devotees should, souls of the world should have the experience that it's through these souls that they can experience the Supreme Being. They should realize that He is our Father and our benefactor. So at the present time, Baba advised that the children should not entertain any wasteful matters. Become equal to the Father, emerge your deity form and glorify the Father. Baba then shared remembrances with everyone. Baba said, Baba knows with how much love and attention the children are remembering the Father and accumulating experiences, and they're continuing to share those experiences and enable others to have the same experience. Baba then gave lots of loving remembrances to everyone. I offered the bhog to Baba. I then returned Om Shanti.